Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to r/Pro Revenge, where many of you come to get your dose of satisfaction by listening to stories of others getting what they deserve. In today's episode, you're going to hear two stories. The first is how OP gets revenge on a not-so-nice coworker. And the second story is about a landscaper getting screwed and taking down his rival. I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future revenge stories. Let's get into it. This first story is titled, Spread Rumors About Me? Well, guess what? I'm dating your son, and you don't have a job. I had a coworker about 6 years ago who was quite the bitter pill to swallow. She was about 45, and the special variety of the holier-than-thou Christian that we all know and hate. I'll call her chastity, the one thing she lacked. We had worked together for 2 years prior to this, but our animosity truly began when she first came to my church. I'm not the most pious man, but I do try my best as a person, and I think in God's eyes, that's good enough, and the fellow members of my congregation shared that same belief. Chastity seemed to have an issue with the fact that I, a heavily tattooed, gay, not well-dressed gossip fiend who was a former addict, dared to enter a church. I mean, how dare I not run away hissing and screeching from the house of God, am I right? And so, Chastity began to try to undermine me to the second family of mine. Now, this was a bad idea on her part because I had been with this church since almost day one. I've been at this church when its first services were 20 to 30 people, up till now where we have 3 services of 400 to 500 people. Many people knew me well, as I was the first to volunteer and welcome new members, and I was happy to take the lead for the children's services on occasion, so overall, I'm well liked. But Chastity decided that she would just tell everyone and their mother how much of a sinner I was, talking about things I'd supposedly said or done in the office. And naturally, this got back to me very quickly. At first, I ignored it. Then I got irritated. And then around Christmas, I was fuming. But alas, karma works in mysterious ways. Now what do you know? At the Christmas service at our church, Chastity dragged around her current piece of meat, her 2 daughters, and her son with her. Suddenly something clicked. Office gossip played in my head about Chastity's son. You see, shortly after I began working with her, she took a week off her personal time due to inconsolable grief, and she wouldn't explain why. Then the gossip began, and it was revealed to me that her son had come out of the closet, and she was heavily in denial about it. This all came back to me in seconds, and the gears for sweet revenge began to turn in my head. I waited like a patient tiger for my prey to approach. Watching him near, I realized that he was actually pretty cute. Now at the time, I was 36, I found out he was 21, and he had the most gorgeous eyes I've ever seen. I was waiting at a large coffee bar in the foyer. The music had begun, and almost everyone was out of the foyer when the bar cleared enough for him to approach. I started soft, just some gentle flirting, prodding to see if he was even interested. You know how it goes. As soon as I got a response, I went in, pulling him close and pushing the napkin with my number on it into his shirt pocket. His eyes go a little wide, and I release him before anyone can take note of what happened. That afternoon, I wasn't surprised to get a text. I can't remember it exactly, but here's how the conversation went. He says, "You never told me your name." I replied, "Oh, my bad. I hope that's not a problem." He responded, "Nope. You think you can tell, or do I have to find out?" My final text to him read, "Well, if you really want to know, you'll have to ask me later. I gotta go, but I'll be at the bar tonight if you don't want to wait." And I had him. The first date went really well. We had a few drinks, and it turns out that I was the first person he ever got drunk with. Now, I intended to just have a one-night stand with him, just to be able to rub it in Chastity's face. But one thing led to another, and we ended up dating. The next thing I know, a little less than 2 months pass, and I had totally forgotten about my irritation with Chastity. Until she does it again, irritating me again. So the next day at work, I take my lunch a little early to catch one of Chastity's friends who works in the same department as her. We talk, and I say loudly how glad I was that I got Valentine's Day off, and how much fun I was going to have with Cutie Pie, making sure she hears every word. I pretend not to notice her eyes bug out for a second, and so, with lunch over, I head back to get to work. In the middle of typing up a report, I hear Chastity's heels click-clicking up to my office door. I knew I was about to get an earful. I could sense that she was livid. Living in a one-party consent state, I set my phone to the side to record her, and boy does she have a lot to say. Chastity says, "What the heck is wrong with you?" I replied, "Pardon? Don't you dare give me that. Why are you seeing my son?" "I don't think that's any of your business." Chastity says, "It is my business. My son is not a homo like you. What did you do? Blackmail him? Bribe him? I'm gonna call the cops and have you locked up." I told her, "What I do in my free time with another adult has nothing to do with you. Now, if you would, leave me the hell alone." She said some really vulgar words, told me to stay away from her son, and made some threats, and she stormed out. And did I just get on recording that she threatened me with violence? 5 minutes later, I'm in HR, reporting her with the recording as evidence. An hour after that, I leave early and take this to the police station and get the info on how to file a restraining order on Chastity. 2 hours later, I'm home, in bed with her son. The next day was my day off, and the day after that, I was all too happy to hear that she's been fired for gross misconduct and discrimination. I ended up marrying her son and are celebrating our first anniversary next week. Guys, what a great revenge story. A marriage that blossomed out of spiting another person. Talk about two birds with one stone.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This next story is titled, "Boss Didn't Pay Me, So I Started a Company Out of Spite to Put Him Out of Business." The year was 2008, and I was 9 years into operating a landscaping company. I had done moderately well for myself, being able to purchase a home, pay off student loans, and start a family. I employed 4 people during what I call the work season, which for us is March through November. December through February, we lay off our workers and go on hiatus for the most part, since landscaping is seasonal where we are. Side note, our company focused mainly on maintenance, and in the Pacific Northwest, once all the leaves are picked up from autumn, there isn't really much maintenance to be done. That year, I had developed a relationship with a home builder, who hired me to take care of his personal home, and very much liked our work. He asked us to start bidding on installing the landscapes to the homes he built. Sounds easy, right? Well, remember, we focused mainly on maintenance, so my crew didn't have a ton of experience in installing the landscape, and the homes this guy built were not track homes, or your cookie-cutter type homes that you find in the suburbs. Nope, a small home for him was 3,500 square feet on a 25,000 square foot lot, and an average size home he developed was 8,500 to 10,000 square feet houses with all the bells and whistles, he was more generous in his landscape budget than many of the contractors I'd met, so we were off to what I'd hoped to be a great partnership. We finished the first four projects he handed to us, and it was now beginning of December when my maintenance side of things started to drop off. This home builder came to me and asked if I would like to keep my maintenance crew working for the winter for him. I knew his next home project wasn't set to break ground until late January, so I asked what he had in mind. He told me that he and his son had been experimenting with spray foam insulation and had decided to invest in purchasing equipment to start their own company. To purchase the equipment on this level was about $100,000. I said I would talk to the crew and get back to him. The next week, we signed a contract to work with him for 3 months at a specified pay rate for five of us. He was confident that he had enough work to keep us busy for the next 3 months. The first job was insulating this incredible house for this plastic surgeon that spared no expense for the gadgets and material that he put into his home. The next was a government building on Fort Lewis. Then after that was a new apartment complex, etc., etc. Now, this builder, who I was friends with, was not my day-to-day boss while insulating. It was his son, who's a lot younger than I and a bit of a jerk, but we got along fine and all seemed well. The father owned the insulation company, but had very little to do with it on a day-to-day basis. Hardly ever saw him for 3 months. Now, being a contractor myself, I was used to not getting paychecks every 2 weeks like most working folks. I would get paid once a month from my maintenance accounts for the previous months of service, and it didn't all come in at once. My crew, though, was used to getting paid in a timely manner. And after the first month of work, and receiving no check from my new boss, I inquired when to expect a check. He assured me that once the checks start rolling in, that we would see our money. I totally get how that works, especially for a new company trying to get off the ground. So I paid my guys to keep the peace on my end, and my boss and I worked out an agreement that I would keep track of everything paid, and he would cut me a check once he was able to. I also had an outstanding landscape invoice out with the father of over $10,000 that I wasn't really worried about because he was not always super quick about payment. Not that I had to hound him about it, but you understand. Now we're at the end of February of 2009, and it was time to gear up for the new season of landscaping maintenance and put my crew back to working outside. Still no payment from insulation or the last landscape project. Things got ugly really fast as I started daily phone calls to the son, now that we didn't see each other as often. I called the father, who more or less ignored me. After a while, the son stopped answering my calls and texts, and the father never had a straight answer for me. Now it's mid-April of 2009. Most communication has stopped on their end. I filed a contractor's lien on the landscape project to be paid out before the house is sold, which prompted a call from the father to invite me to his home for lunch and talk. I accepted, thinking he was going to offer me a deal of some kind based on my past history with him. He basically told me that he had been over the years screwed out of money by different people, and that it was something that I was going to have to learn to live with, that I'm not always going to get paid for my work, and that's how life goes sometimes. My response was, I've been screwed out of money that people owe me as well, just not by anyone I considered a friend. I left his house determined to stick it to him. On May 5th, 2009, I started a spray foam insulation company with the same level of equipment that he had, but about a year's less experience than he had. On May 7th, I get a call from the father asking a landscaping question, acting as if we were on normal terms. My response was, oh, I don't landscape anymore, I spray foam. What are you talking about? He asked. When I explained to him that I was operating a spray foam insulation company, he ended the phone call rather quickly. I then receive a phone call from his son 5 minutes later, who I haven't heard from in months, threatening me that he would destroy my hopes of making it as an insulator, and that no little landscaper could or would make it in this community. Side note, with my newly formed company, there was now approximately 4 to 5 companies in the Pacific Northwest performing this kind of service. It's a small circle of people in the insulation world, and word gets around pretty quick who does what, etc. Our very first job was handed to us by our material supplier, which happened to be his supplier, and that job was a repair. Apparently, the first job we worked on, which was that plastic surgeon's house, was insulated incorrectly and had poor workmanship. Luckily, my only involvement on that house was prep work and cleanup. We end up removing all of the insulation and reinstalling it, about a $65,000 job, in which the owner of the house turned around and sued my old boss for, and won. We then acquired the government contract at Fort Lewis that he had because of poor communication on his part. Anyway, we systematically took apart his company by being better and honest with people. The story spread, and we became somewhat of a hero in this region because they had screwed so many people over. Oh, and at that time, if you might remember, the housing market took a giant dump, and guess who had four very large houses sitting out there that couldn't sell? Yep, the father, who ended up going bankrupt by mid-2009. The son, on the other hand, kept his head above water somehow a bit longer. But in October of 2009, I got a call from the repo man asking if I knew the son and where to find his spray foam equipment. My father-in-law happened to be a retired cop and private investigator, and I put him on the case to find said equipment. 2 days later, he called with the address and specific location of the equipment, which was behind a barn on an island with the tires aired down. I made a call to the repo man, and 2 hours later, he called me from his lot as he was pulling in with a very large trailer behind his truck, asking where he could send the bounty check. I kept the insulation business for about 3 years before being bought out by another company. I also kept the landscaping company and still run it to this day. The moral of the story is that landscapers may work in the dirt and seem simple, but piss one off and they will ruin you. I love this revenge story and how OP invested his own time and money to drive a crappy business into the ground, and I bet he made a lot of money doing so as well. So that's a win-win. Guys, if you're listening and own a contracting company or know of someone who does, is it really true what the dad said to OP? How you don't always get paid for your work if you're a contractor? Do a lot of contractors not get paid or what? And that's it for this episode of r/pro revenge. If you didn't catch the last episode of r/pro revenge, it's a really good tale. So if you haven't heard it, click the video right now. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.